This episode of 11 Point Caller has been brought to you by Camp Wanagohoma and Weirdos Like You. Thank you.
It's 11 Point Caller, hosted by J.D. Frog Scout Hansel.
Hi-ho, everyone. This week I'm camping in the great outdoors, and so is the podcast. Let's start off with this trivia question. Some people may remember that Kermit's nephew Robin is a Frog Scout. What was the first episode to feature Robin in his Frog Scout uniform? A. Episode 208 with Steve Martin. B. Episode 301 with Chris Christopherson and Rita Coolidge. C. Episode 310 with Marisa Berenson. D. Episode 401 with John Denver. Or E, episode 509 with Debbie Harry. The correct answer was C, episode 310 with Marisa Berenson.
Goodies and handsome history.
Rocky Mountain Holiday is a television special that aired May 12, 1983. Here's what the Jim Henson Company archivists said about the creation of the special. Jim and John Denver met in the 1970s and greatly enjoyed working together. The opportunity for both entertainers to follow up on their 1979 Christmas special with another show in 1983 was exciting and provided a chance to explore their shared interest in the wonders of nature. A Rocky Mountain Holiday featured the whole Muppet Gang on a summer camping trip with John Denver singing songs and reminiscing about adventures in the great outdoors. There are two things I'd like to add, just so you understand what's going on. First of all, Statler and Waldorf are following, hiding from, and spying on the Muppets during the special. Secondly, Miss Piggy is not on this camping trip, though she does appear in a few flashback-like clips. Lastly, the DVD release of the special does not feature the scene with John and Rolf in an airplane, but you can listen to it here. It starts off with John and the gang going through the mountains in his truck until they find a nice place to stop and sing.
Look at that mountain! Oh, this is terrific! In the country! Oh, look at those trees! Hey, look at that grass! Oh,
hey old pal, how've you been doing? I'm really not fooling, I'm so glad to see you.
Hey old pal, my life's been kinda crazy. I'm ready to be lazy, hanging around with you.
Well, even in the very, very worst of times, there's one thing I know. The way to guarantee a little peace of mind is a walk in the woods, a friend by your side.
And here we go.
Hey, old pal, it's great to be here with ya.
The thing I'd like to give you is a real good time.
Hey, old pal, I really can't believe it.
But now that you can see it,
it looks just fine.
What a chance to play and sing and have some fun. The day should never end. This will be a Rocky Mountain holiday
with you and me
and all we can see
and all of our friends.
Hey, old pal, we must be daydreaming. At least the things we're seeing are a dream come true.
Hey there, gang, it's great to be together. It just keeps getting better, I can promise you.
This is going to be the very best of times, and we will make it so. No more hustle and bustle
and no more telephone lines.
And now that we're here, let's grab all our gear and off we go.
Hey, John, this is a terrific campsite.
Fozzie, this isn't the campsite. This is the
what?
Parking lot.
Well, where's what? The campsite?
Well, it's about 7 miles that way.
Oh, okay, guys, let's start unloading the truck.
Oh, no, okay, get the refrigerator down. Refrigerator. Yeah, I have to put my arm somewhere.
Welcome to a Rocky Mountain Holiday with John Denver and the Muppets.
They all start walking up the mountain divided into groups. John, Kermit, Robin, and Gonzo are walking together. Posse, Scooter, and Rolf are together. Janice, Floyd, and Rizzo are grouped together. And we don't see the rest of the Muppets in this song.
I got my gear in my pack. I got my pack on my back. Today's the day I'm going camping. Just got the go-ahead sign. The weather's gonna be fine. Today's the day I'm going camping. I'm gonna pitch me a tent. Won't have to pay any rent. It looks like everything is A-OK. As far as I can see, I think it's gonna be a perfect camping day.
Isn't this alive, Kermit?
Yep.
The mountains are so beautiful. The air is fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Mosquitoes aren't bad.
Not bad. They're delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Trees and animals and clear blue skies. A waterfall comes tumbling right before my eyes. Birds that fly above a mountain stream. It's absolutely perfect, better than a dream. Peace and quiet where the good Lord smiles. Fields and fields of flowers growing wild. This is just where I belong. I'm Mother Nature's child.
Oh, it's good to be back in a bear's ancestral home. The peaks, the trees, the sky. Ha! Oh, I love getting close to the earth. Whoa!
Can't get much closer than that.
Ha 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 ha.
It's time to hit the trail, to hit hill and dale. Oh, I love hiking in the mountains. It's great to reach the snow and see the world below. Oh, I love hiking in the mountains. Each time we stop to eat, we get to rest our feet. We'll make it if we take it slow. 'Cause the best way to climb is one step at a time, and hiking is the only way to go.
Oh, wow, like I can't believe that anything so groovy could be like so groovy and not have a beach.
Yeah, who'd ever think that anything this far out could be like this far out?
I got my gear in my pack, I got my pack on my back. Today's the day I'm going camping. Just got the go ahead sign, the weather's gonna be fine. Today's the day I'm going camping. I'm gonna pitch me a tent, won't have to pay any rent. It looks like everything is okay.
I've read the Frog Scout manual cover to cover, John. I'm gonna be a big help.
I know you are, Robin. And listen, I gotta hand it to all you guys. I mean, after the mess back at the parking lot, I can't believe how neat and tidy all your knapsacks are.
Well, it's all in the planning, John. We made a list, then we packed the bare essentials.
Then we gave the rest to Animal.
Father Rich! Father Rich!
Well, Fozzie, you better keep your eyeballs peeled. These woods are full of bears.
Bears? Gonzo, kiss to laugh. Have you not noticed that I also am of the ursine persuasion?
Ursine? What does that mean?
It means I'm a bear, too. And I speak fluent bearish. Hi. Gonzo!
Somehow I don't think she understood his bearish.
Gonzo! Gonzo! It's just a slight dialect problem. Ah, Kermit!
What do you mean, Fozzie?
She speaks grizzly. And I only speak Paddington.
What's happening now?
The big angry bear's about 2 furlongs behind the fat boring bear. And closing.
Give you 7-5 on big angry.
Done.
Do you see him?
No.
I cannot tell you how unpleasant that was.
Oh, wow. Like, how much further is it?
It's about 2 miles, Janice, as the crow flies.
Yeah, how far is it as the dog walks?
Oh, really?
Hey, wait a minute. You guys hear anything?
And who should they find at a nearby cabin but LeBuck Lou and his jug huggers?
All right, if you want to visit our way, if you want to wander the trail for a day, don't forget there's somebody here. Do us all a favor, we don't need your beer cans.
Take your candy wrappers, heavy metal blasters, motorcycles revving all day. Hey!
If you want to visit our way,
wrap them up and take them away.
I say the snowmobiles at home may be grand,
that's right,
but not ripping tracks in a white wonderland, no.
I can love a chainsaw, I swear, but bring it out here, you get a chainsaw to wear.
Take your candy wrappers, heavy metal blasters, motorcycles revving all day. Hey,
if you want to visit our way,
we say,
wrap them up and take them away.
When we want the music, it's clear,
crystal clear.
Birds singing harmony is all that we hear.
Take your candy wrappers, heavy metal blasters, motorcycles revving all day. Hey!
If you want to visit our way,
we say,
wrap them up and take them away.
You can say that again.
Wrap them up and take them away.
Great number.
Oh, boy. Soon afterwards, the gang reaches the campsite.
Wow, here we are, huh? Look at that.
Hey, well, gang, here we are at the campsite.
Whoa, look at that. Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful? Oh, I've wanted to get you guys up in the Rockies for a long time. This makes me real happy.
Yeah, just one thing, John. How's the television reception up here?
What? What do you want a television for when you got gorgeous scenery like that? Yeah. Besides, what are you going to plug it into?
No problem. I brought a 16-mile extension cord.
All right, you guys, we got a lot of work to do. Now, Kermit, why don't you organize the troops and make camp?
Okay.
And Floyd, you and me are going fishing.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, prepare to unpack your tents.
Right you are. Okay.
Hey, John, look, aren't these terrific worms for your fishing?
Fozzie, those worms are snakes.
These worms are snakes. These worms are snakes!
I guess he doesn't speak snakish very well either.
Okay, everybody, time to pitch tents.
Pitch tent! Pitch tent!
Animal!
Tent go bye-bye.
Gone fishing, there's a sign up on your door.
I'm gone fishing, I ain't working anymore.
There's a hole out in the sun where you left a row half done.
I said hoeing ain't no fun.
You ain't got no ambition.
Gone fishing in a shady, weighty pool.
Gone fishing, man, you really play it cool. We don't wish to be annoyed, Mr. John.
Mr. Floyd.
We're fishing instead of just a wishing. We're fishing instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah. Well, John, that's my limit. See you back at the camp.
All right, Floyd.
Okay, do we have any volunteers to get firewood?
Hey, no problem, Kermit. Animal.
Ah.
Fetch firewood.
Fetch firewood! Firewood, frog!
That's perfect, animal. In case we want to barbecue a dinosaur.
Sorry.
I remember chopping firewood when I was a lad.
I bet you remember barbecuing dinosaurs, too. Oh!
Barbecuing dinosaurs?
Yes.
That's funny.
Hey, Kermit, how about a little touch football, huh?
Fozzie, yeah. That's not a football. That's a wasp nest.
It's a wasp.
I guess Fozzie doesn't speak waspish either.
Frog Scout Robin reporting, sir.
Well, what's up, Frog Scout Robin?
Well, gee, John, Frog Scouts are supposed to be helpful, and you haven't even given me a job to do.
That's because I've been saving a job that's perfect for a Frog Scout.
Really?
Really. You know, Robin, everybody's going to have some wet clothes and towels, so I'd like you to string up a clothesline for me.
Well, I know all the knots in a Frog Scout manual.
Well, then you're the perfect guy to do that.
You've got it, sir. I'm going to be a big help. You'll see.
All right, Robin, you get that done. I'll get these fish cleaned.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, guys, I think we did pretty well. You know, the tents are all up, and John caught some fish for dinner, and we've got a nice place to build a fire.
Any minute now, gang, and the old bear will have a roaring fire started. Aha! There, see? My paws are on fire. My paws are on fire? Help!
Help! Oh boy, regular Smokey the Bear. Anyway, once we get a campfire, we'll have all the comforts of home.
Ha! That wasn't enough for Miss Piggy.
Hey, remember Miss P here last winter?
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Yoo-hoo!
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Yoo-hoo!
She'll be scolding her hairstylist when she comes.
Will you please?
She'll be scolding her hairstylist when she comes.
Will you please?
She'll be scolding her hairstylist with some language that's the vilest.
She'll be scolding her hairstylist when she comes. Will you please? Yoo-hoo!
She'll be followed by her fan club when she comes.
Hey, Miss Piggy!
She'll be followed by her fan club when she comes.
Hey, Miss Piggy!
She'll be followed by her fan club and the local Superman club.
She'll be followed by her fan club when she comes. Hey, Miss Piggy, will you please? Yoo-hoo!
She'll be towing her string section when she comes.
No violin!
She'll be towing her string section when she comes.
No violin!
She'll be towing her string section while they play her pet selection.
She'll be towing her string section when she comes. More violin! Yeah, Miss Piggy, will you please? Yoo-hoo!
She'll be hounded by photographers when she comes.
Say cheese! She'll be hounded by photographers when she comes.
Say cheese! She'll be hounded by photographers, secretaries, and stenographers.
She'll be hounded by photographers when she comes. Say cheese! More violin! Yeah, Miss Piggy, will you please?
And now we join John as he trips over a very short clothesline.
Robin, what is this?
It's the clothesline, John. I strung it up and tied it off just like you told me.
Not 10 inches off the ground, Robin. I almost broke my neck.
But that's as high as I can reach. Oh, holy moly. I can't do anything right.
Hey, pal. You know who really messed up? Me. I expect you to tie that line 7 feet high.
Well, I can't help it if I'm little.
I know. And there's nothing wrong with being little. You want to know what I tell my own kids about that?
I guess so.
Do you remember days not so very long ago, when the world was run by people twice your size? And the days were full of laughter, the nights were full of stars, and when you grew tired, you could close your eyes. Yes, the stars were there for wishing, the wind was there for kites, the morning sun was there for rise and shine. Even if the sniffles kept you home from school in bed, you couldn't hardly stay there after nine. And I wonder if the smell of morning's faded, what happened to the robin song that sparkled in the sky? Where's all the water gone that tumbled down the stream? Will I ever catch another butterfly? Do you remember campouts right in your own backyard, and wondering how aeroplanes could fly? And the hours spent just playing with the funny rock you found, with crystal specks as blue as all the sky. And I wonder if the smell of morning's faded, what happened to the robin song that sparkled in the sky? Where's all the water gone that tumbled down the stream? Will I ever catch another butterfly? Now I watch my son, he's playing with his toys. He's happy, I give him all I can. But I can't help feeling just a little tingly inside when I hear him say he wants to be a man. I wonder if the smell of morning's faded, what happened to the robin song that sparkled in the sky? Where's all the water gone that tumbled down the stream? Will I ever catch another butterfly? Will I ever catch another butterfly?
Come on, pal. Let's go have some dinner.
But I still can't tie the clothesline up high enough.
Hey, I got an idea. Now, look, I'm tall enough to reach the clothesline, but I'm terrible with knots. Now, you're a little short, but you're a whiz at tying knots. You get my drift?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Statler, I don't know why I ever let you talk me into coming into these mountains anyway.
What? You don't remember why we were here?
No.
Well, after we bought that toothpick factory, we had to come out here to buy a tree.
Oh!
Oh, there's one.
Where's John?
Oh, here he comes. He went to get his guitar.
Hey, Rolf.
Hmm?
You remember last summer when you were in the inner tube in the river and I was singing this song?
I'd like to forget it.
Saturdays and holidays, easy afternoons, lazy days and sunny days with nothing much to do. Rainy days are better days for hanging out inside. Grainy days and city ways make me wanna hide someplace cool and green and shady. Find yourself a piece of grassy ground, lay down, close your eyes. Find yourself, maybe lose yourself while your free spirit flies.
Here we see Gonzo's nose sticking out of the water as it approaches Rolf's inner tube, and the tube gets popped.
Rolf, are you all right?
Yeah.
Hey, you want us to throw you a line?
No.
Can you touch the bottom there?
Nope, but Gonzo can.
Quick! Call that incredible!
And then Kermit and I had to wait out and pull out the survivors.
And ruined everything. I was going for a world record.
World record at what?
Standing on the bottom of a lake with a dog on your head.
Right.
Hey, Fozzie, what's that cheap cologne you're wearing?
Yeah, I haven't smelled anything like that since I was stationed in Marseille.
That's not me. That's this letter here that Miss Piggy asked me to give to John.
But Miss Piggy sent you a letter?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
What does it say?
Golly, Kermit, I'm not sure. Can you read it?
Sure. Let's see. It says, Dearest Johnny, simply devastated I couldn't be with you in Colorado again. Again?
Well, she must be talking about when she was here last October.
Last October? Why, she was visiting her sick aunt in Toledo.
Must have had a busy October. What else does it say?
Let's see. It says, looking forward to seeing Vu again soonest. Love and kisses, Piggy Poo. Piggy Poo?
Does it say anything else?
It says, please don't mention this letter to Kermit.
I won't.
All right, John, what is this letter all about?
Kermit, perfectly innocent. Now, she was out visiting some friends last October, and one day I took her for a horseback ride. Yeah. We had a wonderful time.
That's not what the horse said.
About the clouds when we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Rolf, was that a hiccup?
No, it wasn't. In no way was that a...
Rolf, I cured him for you last summer. I can do it again.
You cured his hiccups last summer? With the old breathe in the paper bag trick?
No, the old dog in the airplane trick.
Now don't be such a big sissy. This'll stop your hiccups.
This'll stop my heart.
It's perfectly safe.
But John, I'm too young to fly. Okay, what now? Oh boy.
Buckle up for safety!
Yeah, sure. Of course. Dogs have bad luck in airplanes, John. Haven't you heard of Amelia Airedale?
Here we go!
Oh, Nelly! John, I really don't mind having the hiccups.
Don't look down.
Which way is down?
Hey, Rolf, I just figured it out. You pull this thing back, and the airplane goes up.
He's kidding me. Tell me you're kidding me. John!
And you push it forward, the airplane goes down. Far out.
We double back and pick up my stomach. It worked again, John. Just remembering that ride has cured my hiccups.
You know, this is my favorite time of the evening, gang, sitting around a campfire like this and telling stories, singing songs. In fact, I wrote a song exactly about this.
Oh, sing it for us, please, John.
Yeah. You bet. You know I love the trail I'm on and the friends who ride with me. The country that we're passing through is a paradise to see. A haven for my spirit, the homeland of my dreams. My heart flies through the wilderness and on an eagle's wings. And though I love the waterfall, the way the rivers sing, through snow-capped peaks both proud and tall, through forests deep and green, the highway of the mountains, the lifeblood of the land, I can hear my mother speak to me and hold my father's hand. Durango Mountain Caballero, take me for a ride on the backbone of this mighty land, the continental divide, to the place where earth and heaven meet, the mountains and the sky, the heart of Colorado. And the circle that I'm in, the stories and the laughter, they should never, ever end. Forever in my memory, forever in my song, on a San Juan Mountain trail ride, I'll carry.
Nice.
Kind of goes with the setting, doesn't it, huh? Yeah. I love it.
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
How often at night, when the heavens are bright with the light of the glittering stars, have I stood there amazed and asked, as I gazed, if their glory exceeds that of ours?
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Yes, show me a home where the buffalo roam.
Yes, and I'll show you a dirty house.
Oh.
down by the old,
not the new but the old,
stream,
not the river but the stream,
where I first,
not second but first,
met you,
my Lord,
with your eyes,
not your nose but your eyes,
blue,
not green but blue,
dressed in gingham too,
not one but you,
it was there,
not here but there,
not old but new, that you loved me through.
False but true.
You were 16, not 17, 16.
Not the king, but the queen.
Now by the old,
not the new, but the old
stream. Not the river, but the stream.
Yeah, that was good. Great, you guys. What a bunch.
Are you sleepy, Robin? You want to go to bed?
Oh, no, Uncle Kermit. I'm wide awake.
Shh. Did you hear that?
What? Hear what?
What?
Oh, I thought I heard it for a minute, but it must have been nothing.
Well, I heard what? What did you hear?
Well, I thought I heard the giant man-eating chicken.
The giant man-eating chicken?
What is it? Tell us about it.
Yeah. What?
Well, years ago, there was an old prospector living in this valley. Mm-hmm. And one winter, when the night started getting extremely cold,
uh-huh,
he wanted to make his sleeping bag warmer.
Uh-huh.
And he snuck down valley to a chicken farm, got inside the chicken house, and when this one huge female chicken was walking by, uh-huh, he reached out, grabbed a handful of feathers, and jerked them out of that chicken and ran like crazy back up here to his cabin, stuffed them in his sleeping bag, made it a lot warmer. Uh-huh. That chicken was furious and swore that as long as she lived, and even after she died, she'd walk these woods sniffing out people that had chicken feathers in their sleeping bags and take revenge.
What kind of revenge?
I don't think you want to know, Fozzie.
Oh, please tell us.
Well, the ghost of this giant man-eating chicken,
uh-huh,
no offense, walks these woods at night. And sometimes, when you're asleep, you can hear the sound of footsteps on the dry leaves and twigs. And you can hear this chicken sniff in the air. And it'll get closer and closer until it sounds like it's right on top of you. And then this giant man-eating chicken will open its huge jaws with that savage beak right down by your head and say, "What?" Speaking of chicken feathers, Kermit, let's hear it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
When I was a little bitty tad, just up off the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house every month and or so. Have chicken pie and country ham and homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4,011 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for to tick. It had whole 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and the piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny sing a ballad or two. I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. And the next thing I'd know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed.
It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4,011 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for the tick. It only made kids and 4 hound dogs, and the piggy they stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
My ma, I love my pa, love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou. But if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said that I'd trade them all plus the gal down the road for Grandma's feather bed.
It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4,011 geese, took a home on the cloth for the tick. It had whole 8 kids and 4 hound dogs, and the piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
Gonzo, what are you so dooted up for?
Oh, I'm going to go out and get a date with that man-eating chicken you told us about. She sounds terrific.
Gonzo, there's no such thing as a man-eating chicken. That was a story.
Huh. Well, that's what I thought until I found this.
Why, that looks like a giant chicken feather.
A what? A giant chicken feather.
I don't believe it. Now, wait a minute, madam. You're making a big mistake.
Hey, wait up, gorgeous.
No, Gonzo, it's dangerous out there.
Not for me, it isn't. That's just a man-eating chicken. It doesn't eat whatever I am. Where'd you go, beautiful? Do you come here often? What's your sign?
I've heard the Rockies were romantic, but this is ridiculous.
John, what happened?
I cannot tell you how unpleasant that was.
John, are you okay? How'd you escape from the man-eating chicken?
Yeah.
Well, it was touch and go there for a while, Fozzie, but I introduced her to a gigantic man-eating rooster.
Huh? Oh, really?
Yeah, that whole bit was a gigantic man-eating turkey to me.
Oh!
Oh, how lovely is the evening, when the bells are sweet,
Betty Bye time for little frogs.
I've been lately thinking about my lifetime, all the things I've done, how it's been. I can't help believing in my own mind. I know I'm gonna hate to see it end. Seen a lot of sunshine, slept out in the rain, spent a night or two all on my own. I've known my lady's pleasures, had myself some friends, spent a time or two in my own. I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have a chance to hang around, lie there by the fire and watch the evening tide, while all my friends, my old lady, sit and watch the sun go down. Talk of poems and prayers and promises and things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care. How long it's been since yesterday, what about tomorrow? What about our dreams and all the memories we share?
Uncle Kermit?
Yes, Robin?
There aren't any chicken feathers in my sleeping bag, are there?
No, Robin.
Promise?
Mm-hmm. Promise.
The days they pass so quickly now, nights are seldom long. Time around me whispers when it's cold. The changes somehow frighten me, still I have to smile. It turns me on to think of growing old. I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have a chance to hang around. Lie there by the fire and watch the evening tire, while all my friends and my old lady sit and watch the world go round and talk of poems and prayers and promises
and things that we believe in.
How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care, how long it's been since yesterday. What about tomorrow? What about our dreams and all the memories we share? You guys will excuse me for a minute. I'm gonna go say goodnight to my old pal Robin. Hey pal, you asleep?
No. John.
Yeah, Robin.
Was I a help today?
Oh, you were terrific. You know, and I'm gonna need a lot more help tomorrow, so I want you to get some rest tonight.
Yes, sir.
I like your eyes. I like your nose. I like your mouth, your ears, your hands, your toes. I like your face. It's really you. I like the things you say and do. There's not a single soul that sees the skies the way you see them through your eyes. And aren't you glad? You should be glad. There's no one, no one exactly like you.
Open up both your eyes.
Night, you guys.
Good night, John.
Good night, folks.
Good night, John.
Good night, John.
Good night, animal. Kermit.
Good night, John. Sleep well.
You too, bud.
Here are a few clips to close up the show.
Hiking over brush and briar, getting stuck in muck and mud, singing nightly by the fire.
Wonderful woods.
Oh, yeah.
And today, wonderful. Today our lesson is about our friend, the tree.
Ah.
Yes, now first of all, this is a tree. And this part, right here, this part of the tree, that thick part is called the stem.
No.
Well, it is not a stem. What is it called?
Well, my mommy says this is called the trunk. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the trunk. Right.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I did not know the trunk. Okay, well, on the trunk, you say trunk. The trunk, there's a whole bunch of stuff on the trunk. That is called the skin.
No!
It is not called the skin. What is it called?
It's called the bark.
The bark?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. See that thing up there, right up there?
Yeah.
Ah, well, there's a whole bunch of those on the tree, and that is called the stick.
No!
That is not called the stick. Well, what is it called?
A branch.
Branch? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I know one thing for sure. One thing for absolute certain, all those little green things on the tree all over, they are the feathers.
No!
They are not the feathers, campers. Well, campers, what are they?
The leaves!
Thank you!
You're welcome!
Campers, if that is true, then what is the next thing I'm going to describe? That part of the tree that is, where it has fur and some claws and some teeth.
A bear!
Ah!
Oh, hey! Oh, come on! I want to hear more tree talk! Hey! Could I be a camper, too?
Kermit, it's disaster time! Huh? You're gonna have to cancel my wrestling match with Quango the Wild Mountain Gorilla.
But why?
He just called from his limo and stuck in traffic. Sorry.
That was a professional?
Yeah. Listen, maybe we can overlook our rule against amateurs tonight. How soon can your scouts be ready?
Turn, whoop!
They're next.
Scouts, are you ready for the big time?
Yes, Miss Appleby!
Well, but first we gotta do this crummy show.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to announce that due to circumstances beyond our control, the great Gonzo will be unable to wrestle a fierce mountain gorilla as advertised. But it is an ill wind that has no silver lining, so in his place we proudly present the precision drill team from the Okefenokee Pac-12 of the Frog Scouts of America. Yay!
Celebrate, 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 celebr
Gonzo! If you sing Gonzo, I was supposed to rest.
Hey, boys!
Hey, boys! Hey, cut it! Cut it out! Where you guys are looking for Gonzo, you see? Hey, I'm getting mad! I'm getting out of here! Where was you?
What's the diff? He was going to take a dive anyway.
Oh, good.
Listen to that. You don't hear that on Sesame Street. What do you think that is, Bert? Oh, Bert!
Where am I?
We're camping out, remember? Hey, listen, Bert.
Oh, yeah.
Bert? You don't hear that on Sesame Street. You know what that is, Bert?
Ernie, I just finished a 5-mile hike. I need my sleep.
Yeah, but it's fun to guess, Bert. An owl!
Ah!
An owl, that's what that is, Bert. That's an owl. You know how an owl goes? Owl goes, hoo, hoo, just like that. That's an owl, Bert. That's what that is.
Oh, Ernie, please.
And listen, there's something else. Hey, Bert, you suppose that's a bird?
Ernie, most of the birds are asleep. I wish I was a bird.
I guess you're right, Bert. Well, if it's not a bird, what is it? Bert?
It's a cricket. It's a cricket, Ernie. Please go to sleep. It's a cricket.
Oh, a cricket.
Yes.
Wow, you're a good guesser, Bert. It's a cricket. Listen, there's something else. Bert, does that remind you of anybody we know?
It's a frog.
Oh.
It's a frog.
Right, Bert.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you're right, Bert. I guess that is a frog.
A frog, all right. Gee, there are a lot of noises here. Boy. Oh, great. Now I'm not sleepy. All I hear are those noises. Ernie, I could sleep before you pointed out those noises. Ernie? Ernie?
The show really caught fire.
I thought it burned itself out, same as always.